This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, you're going back in the archives.
Yeah, this. These are old school ones. Shout, Hugh. It's got a loud offseason here. Zach Bond back. A trade for Myles Garrett. Let's make sure this team is ready to win a Super Bowl next year. Or we got Builder Douglas taking a step back. Deep breath. Sustainability Douglas.
I think.
Sustainability Douglas.
I think.
One thing, Douglas.
One thing. You got to be able to adapt and evolve in situations like this because you know inevitably that everything is going to change. And I think that Eagles are still going to be relevant. They're going to still be in a position where they're still going to, you know, defend the crown. It's just going to look different.
Will it look as great? Will their roster be as excellent as it was last year? I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll find the next Zach Bond in free agency.
Maybe.
Maybe not, though. We've done this before. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here in a second. Let's hit a little Clearwater check-in. So the afternoon guys are going to be down in there. They're there right now. And they're going to have their show the next couple days in Clearwater. Larry Boa today, Jesus Lozardo today, I believe T-Mac as well. At some point over the next couple days, we'll hear from Trey Turner and Bryce Harper. So we're excited for the afternoon show to be our first, the WIP shows to be down in Clearwater this spring. But, Hugh, one thing that they will see and one thing they won't is some Phillies players this spring are playing some new positions, right? We found out Edmundo Sosa's taking some reps in the outfield.
Mm-hmm. The more you can do, yeah. Trying to be a little more versatile.
Kyle Schwarber taking some reps at first base. This could all only help the team.
Yes.
Now, one player that's not, and we know because he's staying where he's been, and the Phillies have been pretty adamant about this, is Trey Turner. Trey Turner's going to be the Phillies shortstop to start this season. I saw a story this morning in the Inquirer, like a little Q&A with Larry Boa. It might come up today in the afternoon show, you know, Larry's take on this. But Larry was asked, Trey Turner, like, can he last at short? Can he stay at short? You know, how much longer will he play short? And Larry said he thinks he could do it and all that. And that's great. I hope he's right. I'm less enthusiastic about Trey Turner at shortstop doing it again. And I know the Phillies seem like they don't want to, like, broach this subject, Hugh, but I caught this yesterday. Jose Altuve, who's probably been the best second baseman of this era, I would say. He's got a Hall of Fame resume, Jose Altuve. He's been a second baseman his whole career. He was signed on a long-term deal to play second base for the Astros for the bulk of his career. Hugh, do you know where Jose Altuve is playing this spring and will play this season?
Great point.
He's playing left field. So I saw that and it just made me think, and I have no idea how Trey's going to play this year at short. I hope he improves. I hope he plays better. I don't anticipate much of that. I think he's going to be more of what we've seen the last couple years. I wonder how much rope Trey has left at short with the Phillies. Because they seem like they think it's okay. But Hugh, if he plays at short the way he did the last couple years, are they just going to ignore it for a full year? Or is this going to be a conversation in the middle of the season?
That's a good question,
Joe. I don't know the answer.
You know what? I think that what the Phillies have done is they've put themselves in a position where, you know, you're going to have to adapt. You know, when you talk about Schwarber, you know, potentially playing first base, the fact that he's moving down in the order, doing everything that you possibly can because you ran it back. So I think that at some point, they're kind of soft. They're trying to, like, soft launching it now. But at some point, you're going to have a hard conversation with him because there's too many examples of, I feel like, players that are better than you that have made that sacrifice for their teams, good teams, too. We were talking about Mookie Betts and the sacrifice that he made for moving his position. So you're in a position where You know, you can't be stubborn, especially when the feeling coming out of Clearwater is one of, you know, we're going to be a playoff team, but don't know how far we're going to go.
Yeah, the buzz this year is certainly different than it was last year.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that, you know, they're gonna explore all options that they possibly can when the rubber meets the road. But right now, I think that, you know, he's still in a position where they're not going to say a whole lot. But if he has the type of season that he had last year and he was making those bloopers out there that drove you crazy, then that's going to be a conversation that's going to have to be
uncomfortable. And there's two ways to do this. You could get ahead of it. So you try to, you know, get ahead of the situation before it becomes a real problem. Or you could just try to hopefully cut it off while it's forming. Obviously, the Phillies have chosen that one because they haven't moved him yet. They seem like they haven't discussed it. We'll see how much he addresses shortstop and his future there. I remember when we talked to Trey 2 years ago when we were down at spring training, and we talked to him then as he was heading into his first year with the Phillies about how long he thought he could play shortstop. And he said he thought he could do it, the bulk of the contract. Well, we've watched 2 years of it, and I don't agree.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Well, it is. At times it is. So we'll see how he plays this year, but they're obviously not. That's like everyone else has moved around or at least considered moving around. Even JT, they said maybe he'll play some left field. Trey, they just left Trey alone. But when I saw the Altuve thing, I was like, man, even Jose Altuve can move positions. But Trey Turner, going to be at shortstop again.
It's a few guys on me guy watch here.
We don't like that.
On this team.
We don't like me guy watch in Philadelphia.
It's not how you win.
Here's one thing that should make us happy, though. The lineup today looked better than it did last week when they moved things around. So I think today is what? It's Trey, Bryce, Bohm, Schwarber. I think that's, if they're going to put Trey at one, that feels like the right way to do it. Trey, Bryce, Bohm, Schwarber, 1, 2, 3, 4. Afternoon show going to be live at Clearwater today. I'm sure a lot of talk about all of these subjects. Let's go back to the phone lines here. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Let me just tell you, this show today is whack. Thank you very much. I'm actually following along, so you know you guys are nuts. So is Mr. Quinn, was that actually Joe Conklin, or was that actually
that is
Kyle's dad?
That sounded like Pops to me. I never talked to him before, but I don't. He knew Kyle way too. He knew him well.
David. He knew him intimately.
Now, maybe, David, I hadn't thought about what you just said. Maybe that's accurate. I don't know. But if I'm Kyle, I'm embarrassed either way right now.
Yeah, if that were my dad, when he's throwing out love talk and stuff like that, I'd be just, you know, beside myself.
That was tough.
It's a bad look. I mean, a lot of people heard that. It's going to be tough for you to walk outside after the show.
Tell lies on it. Yeah. Jim, he kind of disparaged your playing career, Joe. Did you tell him you had as many interceptions as Hugh Douglas?
Well, that's true. Mine were in high school. I did have one interception in high school. He did disparage that as if I wasn't a player, as if I don't understand defense.
I believe.
Exactly. So, you know, but yeah, so as far as a quiet offseason, you absolutely cannot do it because, you know, when you win the Super Bowl, you got to keep building on that and you just have to keep going. If you stand pat, you're going to lose all the momentum that you gained this year. And the best way to keep this momentum going is by re-signing the best 53 to ever wear Eagles uniform. And who would that be, Q?
That'd be Zach Bond.
Oh, see, he said it.
Yes, it is Zach Bond. Zach Bond has normal arms. And
he doesn't have T-Rex arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Does not have T-Rex arms.
I appreciate you playing my straight man here. Good job. So it's just, you got to keep him because you got to keep the continuity. And he was the glue that held that defense together. And you just have to keep running with that. You have to just keep building on that. Because, like, if I can use my analogy, the Phillies have now stood pat for 3 years. Every year at this time, I probably have purchased anywhere from 12 to 20 tickets, depending on how they look in spring training. We didn't buy any this year because, though I like what they do with the pitching staff, you know, they're just running the same thing back again and again, and it hasn't worked in 3 years. So if the Eagles try that, it's going to be same result, you know. And it's just, you know, as a fan, it's just unsatisfactory.
Well,
you know?
I mean, if it's the same result, we're good. But if it's a backwards result, I mean, that's what we're trying to avoid here. David, it's a good phone call. You know what I sense a lot when we bring up the Phillies, we do our Clearwater check-ins, and we're going to do a lot more Phillies the next few weeks leading to opening day. We're going to be down there in a couple weeks. Hugh, I just sense every time we get a call who chimes in on the Phillies or whatever, you know, we're bringing up with the Clearwater check-in, that people have lowered their expectations.
Lowered expectations.
I'm not sure if it's because they don't want to get hurt. When I heard the afternoon show yesterday, that's what it felt like.
That's crazy.
Well, that's what Jack felt like. He doesn't want to get hurt, so he's like, oh, yeah, it's a pause year or whatever, because he doesn't want to get hurt deep down.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like a lot of our callers have lowered their expectations for the Phillies. Someone's lowering the bar.
Well, it's,
I blame you for this.
Well, it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. They're taking a cue from the players. And some of the things that were said when we started spring training. We'll go out there and try to stay healthy and see what happens.
There's a lot of, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of how the fans are. Because, just like we're talking about today, big splashes mm-hmm. and big moves. They didn't do anything like that. They ran it back. And they believe in the guys that they have. And to their credit, some of the guys have decided to do a little bit more, do things differently to try to have a different outcome. And I think that's where they are with it.
Well, and let's hope. I mean, let's hope that works. You said they believe in the guys they have. Do they? Or do they just couldn't find anyone to take them? I mean, there were stories they tried to trade Bohm and Taiwan and Castellanos.
I mean, the other day, Bohm hit a couple homers the other day. I remember hearing that on the station.
Yeah, I'm curious what kind of year Bohm has. Because
he has to have a bounce back year because that has to be wearing on you, Joe, knowing that.
They tried to trade you.
Yeah, and knowing that, you were a guy that they looked at and was like, nah, you ain't that cat we thought you were.
Well, and remember they benched him in game two of the division series last year? That was, we have, sometimes we do our rock bottoms check-in with the Sixers. That was rock bottom for Bohm. He got benched for Edmundo Sosa in a playoff game.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was, but it was totally understandable in the moment there. We all understood he wasn't playing well. Dustin's in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G.
What up, Dustin?
Dustin!
How are you, fellas?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, before I get into my sports talking, Krusty Quinn behind the glass, he ain't going to like this. But we need to get Mr. Quinn on weekly. A little story time. Let us know.
Disagree.
No, Dustin, I think it's a wonderful idea. And that's a great nickname for Kyle.
Krusty back there? Oh, man, he's doing his thing, man.
Yeah,
he's a wild man.
He really has a lot of ammunition for when Kyle yells at him.
This is worst case scenario.
Yeah, this is bad.
The sticky pages got me, dude. That was pretty good. Well, listen, let's get into sports real quick, because I know he ain't liking that back there. Listen, Hog,
yes.
We talked about this last week, and I am very, very high on doing what you got to do to get Mekhi Becton out of the free agencies. And there's a point that I didn't really bring up that no one's bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
How much more comfortable did our franchise quarterback look in that pocket last year, knowing that he had an offensive line that he didn't have to scramble around with, he didn't have to worry about them picking up blitzes? He felt comfortable back there, correct?
Yeah, you look comfortable.
Well, in the continuity, yeah, maybe he'll be even more comfortable next year if it's the same group. I could see that.
You got to keep him with it. And then to go back to what I couldn't get in yesterday. I would do the extension with Jalen because I want him to feel comfortable and be able to open up a little bit more space to be able to get a Mekhi Becton. But, dude, you got to get Myles Garrett. Like, Joe, you were making a comment yesterday about, well, in a couple years we can think about giving him an extension and go getting somebody off of free. You're not going to have a bona fide Hall of Famer that is available in 3 years. We don't know. Right now, you have an opportunity to get arguably one of the greatest defensive ends to ever play the game. You go out and you get him. Because like I said the other day, what it's going to do is you're going to be able to get a player on the caliber of Nolan Smith with the athletic ability that's going to be able to get one-on-ones all year long because they're going to have to double either Jalen Carter or Myles Garrett every single play. Like, you have an opportunity here that is incredible. You are arguably, definitely the best team in the NFL. And you can make it where you can be even better next year. Like, we had a chance. They went out and signed a Saquon. And I know when he was in New York, he wasn't the caliber, quote-unquote, future Hall of Famer looking like he did with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You went out, you put him on an organization that, let's go back to what Joe said about 30 minutes ago, that doesn't have a bunch of smacked asses running the organization. You got a quality organization, a quality owner, and a city that's going to show you love. Like, Mekhi Becton, when he was crying on the field after the season, when we clinched, when we went into the playoffs and he was crying, everybody's like, oh, well, that's just a little bit too emotional. He hasn't played for a team or an organization that had the opportunity to be playing important football games. Players want to do that. I don't think Myles Garrett, he's going to get paid, but I think if you gave him the opportunity of getting stupid paid with, let's say, the Chicago Bears, or he takes 10, 15, 20 million less and come to the Eagles and have an opportunity to get three, because I think we're going to win it next year, whether we
well,
get
Well, yeah,
him
I don't
not.
Even think he'll the entertain the idea of, yeah, I don't even think he'll let the Browns entertain the ideas of bad teams. And Dustin, we appreciate him. I mean,
no, he wants to go to a contender. He made that clear.
Yeah,
made it clear.
He's lived his whole football career in Cleveland. Like, he's not going to let himself get traded, or he's just going to say, I won't resign there, and then cut it off at the knees here. So
yeah, he's not going
to
do that.
No, I think there's like 5 to 7 teams he probably would accept a deal to, or, you know, say, I'll resign there, or at least think about it.
Yeah, he's going to look at the landscape. He's going to look at his contribution and who he's playing with, and he's going to say, okay, I want to be here. I could see him wanting to be in Philadelphia, but all things have to line up for him, though.
Well, they do, and the Eagles have to, you know, give the Browns
break bread.
What they want. Which
they got, they got to give them that, and then they have to break bread.
And that would be a splash. That would be a loud offseason. Yeah. Myles Garrett, you know, a player of that ilk. All right, back to your phone calls in a second. First, though, Kyle's going to tell you about how you can win a trip down to Florida to watch some college basketball.
Yes, sir. You can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword BRICK at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Matt in West Philly. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Matt? Matt?
Hello?
Matt.
Hey, what's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Big
How you dog, doing?
Hugh, man. Big fan, Hugh.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
He's all right.
All right, man. I was on hold for a while. My bad. I got to get my thoughts together.
Oh, that's all right.
Together,
that's all right.
I don't give a shit.
Kyle ain't trying to hear that, though.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You got it, Matt. You got it.
All right. So, man, we got to make some noise in this offseason on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I really think we need to – we really got to get Miles, man. I came up with a nickname for him already, Miz, man. Everybody that's in Philadelphia, if your name is Miles, they give you the nickname Miz. So you heard it first from me. If we get Myles Garrett, his nickname is Miz.
Miz?
Miz?
Miz. M-I-Z-Z. Miz.
That's
okay.
What I thought he said.
Because he can't be Mid. If he's Mid Garrett, we're going to hate the trade. Yeah. Miz.
What is Miz?
Nah.
No, Miz. Miz.
What is that?
That's Miles' nickname, Kyle. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah.
I just told you.
That's
not.
That's going to be my... or Mizzy. But anyway, man, we need that guy, man, because... Washington is going to be our biggest threat. They got Deebo Samuel. That I really think that was their missing piece on their offense that they needed.
You're not
to get
the only
the
one
pump.
That thinks that way. I don't see it, but I mean, you're not the only one that thinks that way.
Well, our guy Shady, Shady was talking him up yesterday on TV.
Yeah, man, I'm serious. But he's their missing piece. So I think we need to make a heavy defensive move, and Myles Garrett is that move that we need to make. So, Hugh, let me ask you a question.
What you got, bro?
Far as the defense, since you're a defensive guy, what do you – so far as the defense, like on the defense, what do you think is like the strongest part of the defense from the D-line, the linebackers, and then the defensive back?
You mean this team or just if I was building a team in general?
For our Eagles.
Oh, the defensive line.
Right.
I think the linebacker play was good, but the defensive line.
Right. I feel the same way. So, that athletic quarterback that they got over there in Washington, we're going to have to get after him. And like I said, Myles Garrett is that guy that we need to get after Jalen Daniels, man. I just think he's going to be our kryptonite next year. And – We got to figure something out. That's my take on it, and I really think that we got to make that move and get Miz over here, man.
Get the Miz.
All right, Matt, Miz would be an incredible fit here. Matt, appreciate the call. What do we think of Matt's his idea of Miz Garrett? Is that
a thing? My gosh, it's awful.
Creative. Not a fan.
You said it was creative.
It is creative. Not a fan of the name, though.
I just don't get it.
Well, he said anyone in Philadelphia named Miles is Miz. I don't know enough Miles.
I've never heard that.
We have a Miles who calls sometimes.
You know who
so
I
I'll
think
call
about
him Miz from
the
now
Miz,
on.
And I wonder what his name is for real.
The wrestler,
the wrestler, the Miz. That's who I was thinking.
Do you
about.
Think his name might be?
I was wondering. Mm. I was wondering.
Did you know, we didn't pick up on this earlier in the show, Kyle, but a caller brought it back up when he had Hugh say who the best 53 in Eagles history is. You realize this is just another day where Hugh greases the skids for Bond to leave he can be the number one 53 in Eagles history.
I mean, I have an agenda.
Yeah, everyone sees through this.
I don't, you know, it's kind of hard to say because people, it's, again, I find it amazing how people say, you know, $3 million is not a whole lot of money. Yes, it is. Especially if you never had it. If you had an opportunity to get $3 million, you're going to probably take that. You're going to get as much money as you can. Now, I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't know how Zach Bond is feeling. That's a lot on his plate right now. And I feel like I said it last week, I think the whole Bill Berge family thing, I think that weighs heavy on him. That's a lot, man. And I think that might be the deciding factor of him being here. But also, if it's between $3 million and, you know, $10 million, I mean, you got to take that 10. You got a baby. Just got a baby,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's why I put this on the Eagles, to pay the value that he's worth on the open market. Next week, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm annoyed at Zach Bond because he took more money to go to the Rams or wherever he goes. No, I mean, this... Hugh, if the Eagles want him, they have to win the bidding. That's how free agency works. I mean, I'm good with that. I mean, I get it, and I understand why people would want him to take a discount if it's close, but I don't expect that. That's typically ridiculous. How
that,
it goes.
That is not. If you're expecting that, then I would say to that person that's talking about a discount, take a discount at your job. Whatever you do for a living that makes you happy. Whatever you do for a living that makes you comfortable. If you've been doing it long enough and somebody come in and say, hey, we want you to take a pay cut because you love it here. Most people are not going to do that.
And that's why it's on the Eagles. If they want to keep him, they're going to have to pay him whatever the market value is. And that's probably going to be to a place they've never gone for a linebacker. They don't pay linebackers like this. But on this one, I think they should. 215-592-9494. You know what? I have a prediction here. By the end of this show, you're going to not just lose the popular vote with the callers. This poll is going the wrong way.
Really?
What is it?
52-48.
Oh, still it's plummeting. Plummeting.
That is not a plummet.
What do you mean? Well, of course it is.
That's a slow burn. That's more, if anything, that's a slow burn.
Well, if you think about it, you started better. And if your logic is true, the more they listen to you, the more they're voting.
I got one more hour. It might be 49-51, but that's still a win.
Actually, I have a few people that said they wish they could take their vote back after listening to me explain it more. Yeah, they heard it.
I don't believe you. You need more people.
And deep down, everyone knows what this is about. When you see 53 out there, you know in the future it'll be Bond.
A little jealousy in my heart. Yeah. It's a jealousy in my heart.
Well, because we all know when 53, like when I look out at the pregame show and I see the 53, I know why they're wearing that. That's an H. Douglas.
I'll tell you what, though, man.
It'll be a Bond.
And I like the fact that he bought out this year. Made me proud.
But
do we believe that?
Yo, you should believe it. It's true.
No, he did play really great. He balled out, man. You're proud of him in that number.
Yeah.
But you're also okay with a quiet offseason and him walking away. I mean,
I'm not okay with it, but I understand. I understand the pressure that he's under. He has seen a side of football that a lot of guys don't get to see. A lot of guys don't get to see. I don't imagine him being a star at Wisconsin. I don't imagine him having that kind of accolades there. I might be wrong. But to come here and to get the kind of love, the fact that people are wearing your jersey, the adulation that you're getting, that's heavy. Now, if the money and the adulation meet somewhere real, real close, I think he'll be here. Well, but if they worlds apart,
then he won't. No, and that's the way it works. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Hugh is fine here with the Eagles having a quieter offseason. I'm not. I need them to either bring Bond back or replenish this thing if the bulk of their free agents leave so they can still compete to win a Super Bowl next year. Plus, we'll get to all your calls. And back to a team that's preparing to have a loud offseason. What they're saying nationally about the move the Commanders made this past weekend. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.